From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 professional services contract with Roshan's OmniCare for the Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, this is a just an information report. Others before me and even me have been here to talk about the pharmacy contract in the past. Our contract for 2011, it appears that our final bill from them will exceed our expenditure authority by $650,000. We've been monitoring this throughout the year, and we are feeling the need to make sure that we're exercising good financial stewardship. We have met with the individuals at Roshan's OmniCare, and we've shared with them that we'd like to do an audit to make sure that all of the credits came back to us, and there's a lot of complicated back and forth here. Clients that are currently on the county tax levy would then get Title 19, and they have to go back and bill them, and did we get credits for all of those things? Are we getting credits for medications we're not using? There's some very complex ebb and flow here in terms of this funding. So we would like to just notify you that we have instituted that audit, and we will let you know. We are not asking at this time for permission to exceed our expenditure authority until we have completed that audit. We will be asking in finance for a fund transfer so that we will have the money if this is what we owe. And but at this moment, we will not be asking to extend our expenditure authority. This contract has been bid out, as you see on top of page 2, 2004, 2005, and 2008. In all of those years, Roshan's was our only bidder. We intend to build this out again in 2013. We intend to bid this out again, and we're probably we're working at how we might also consider, is it more reasonable for us to move this back within our, as it being an in-house activity. When the decision was made to outsource, maybe it wasn't the best decision, or maybe it was. We don't know. So we're working with the Cambridge Advisory Group, Department of Audit, and our contract administration to assess our situation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What's the logic behind seeking the fund transfer ahead of seeking the expenditure authority? And why would you do those at the same time?
Speak to that. It has to do with it's 2000. Let me.
Chairwoman, Supervisors, Maggie Massaros.
I'm
the fiscal and management analyst at BHD. So it's a timing issue. We just want to make sure that we have the money available in 2011 so that we can spend it, because those are 2011 expenditures. Whatever the amount is determined to be that we'd owe, we just want to make sure we have the funds available. And we are surplusing in other areas, so it's just a movement of funds. It doesn't impact the bottom line at this point.
I'm sorry. I noted that in that last line. I read it last night but didn't highlight it, so thanks.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any comments, questions, concerns regarding this item? Seeing none? Meeting is adjourned.
Oh, Madam Chair, could I just say one thing?
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to thank the committee for their attention.